95.1 K-Frog, I'm Pepper, and in the studio with me is a young woman whose talent alone would have been enough to land her a spot on the American Idol auditions, but it's her story that has all of us cheering her on. She's a local girl from Yucaipa. Thank you for coming in, Lauren Engel.
Hi, thank you for having me.
On American Idol last weekend, we heard about the devastating car accident that claimed not only the life of your husband, Garrett, but also your dog, Gunner.
Yes.
And what makes you so remarkable, Lauren, I think, is that you have taken that grief and channeled it into music.
Yes, I have. Absolutely. It's been a long road, but I basically told myself I have no choice but to just keep pushing on for this dream. So.
And that seems like something that your husband would have wanted you to do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He encouraged me to always just keep doing music. And so we did music together, and that was, you know, my whole thing with him was this is what we're supposed to do, and that's why after the accident I just took some time to myself and I'm like, you know what, this is everything that I want. And when you're given this opportunity to show what you have and to express, you know, unfortunately expressing grief and mourning the loss of him, but it also gave me that opportunity, you know what, hey, run with it and honor him and show him and make him proud and give people a sense of hope. And if I can relate to anybody out there, that's really my whole mission through all of this as well.
Now, this accident happened fairly recently, like a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And you were also critically injured in that accident.
I was extremely critical condition. Yes, I was in the Loma Linda ICU, trauma ICU for a week, had a complete shattered face and jaw. The list goes on. I had multiple surgeries. And what also brought me to, you know what, this is something that I need to do was, since my jaw was shattered, I couldn't sing for 6 months. And when I was able to start working on my jaw again and start trying to even just talk normal, I'm still struggling with it, but every day brings those struggles and it just makes me stronger and makes me pushes me to want to do more. So that's the whole point of that. Yeah.
How do you even start to process that your family as you knew it has been forever changed while at the same time trying to physically heal yourself?
I struggled a lot. I questioned a lot my faith, and I just remember also too being in the hospital. I was trying to comfort others, and I'm like, you know what, this is going to be okay. Like, God's going to be showing us, you know, there's not a reason for this. I don't believe in a reason for anything happening like this, but I think there's a purpose. In a sense of something bigger for me, for my family. And I say that with the utmost love. So processing it, it was a struggle. I dealt with a lot of survivor's guilt. I dealt with a lot of, I did have some mild depression, sadly, you know, because I was so young and I wanted a future with this man, and with it being taken away from me so quick that I didn't even have time to really process it until maybe even like 6 months after it even happened. And I'm still trying to process it and I'm still dealing with it every day. But I know that when something tragic like this happens, you've got to pick yourself up somewhere and try to find that light. And as I said in my American Idol audition, you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and I struggle every day to find it. But I know that whatever light that is, that's going to bring me happiness, I'm going to grasp onto that. And when I processed it, you know, I also went back to church. I started singing again, and that's kind of when things started to make sense for me to heal and move forward.
I'm speaking to Lauren Engel of Yucaipa, a contestant this season on American Idol. What was the catalyst or the moment that you knew without a doubt that you were going to take this next step in auditioning for Idol?
I got a phone call asking if, you know, I'd be interested in, one, writing And I wanted to make an EP on our and release it on our anniversary date. And before that, you know, I was writing and all this stuff. And then I got invited to come and audition for American Idol. And that's kind of when I knew, I was like, you know what, I need to write a song that's going to share my story, but also a timeline and a journey of Garrett and mine, like our relationship together. And I was like, you know what, if I do this audition, I want to share my song. And, you know, it was awesome that American Idol was even like, hey, you know, sing your song for this audition, because, you know, it speaks to the audience that's going to be watching. And it's kind of like when I wrote that song was like, okay, this is it. This is what I have to do. I have to share my story and give people a sense of hope.
The song you're talking about is Compass.
Yes.
And that's a word that has a lot of symbolism for you.
Yeah. The main reason why I called it Compass was that Garrett is always and has always been kind of like my guide in life. And when my line that says, you know, you'll be my compass and I'll be your light, all I want to do is just take all that I've learned from our relationship and what he's taught me about, you know, life in general from his side. I just want to be that light from him that's left with me. And if I can keep that, you know, his memory alive for days to come, that's part of the reason why, you know, I wrote the song.
Now, was there ever a moment when you thought, no, I can't do this. I can't be this open and I can't be this vulnerable with the public about my grief?
Yeah. I mean, it was very, even when I released the EP, I was freaking out like, oh my gosh, you know, everybody's going to hear this song being just a live recording and having to be vulnerable about it. I just remember, oh my gosh, you know, like everyone can hear it and everyone is able to understand my heart at that moment. And then, you know, going on to American Idol, I've seen comments and stuff, so I'm assuming it's international because this is, you know, it's not just national. I've seen people from all over the world commenting on this. But having to be vulnerable for the audience, it's extremely terrifying. But to know that I can help somebody or somebody can relate to that, like, that's what brings me joy. Like, I want to be able to, like, help somebody to know, like, hey, it's going to be okay. And, yeah, I was extremely terrified about being vulnerable in front of the judges, especially because they don't know anything about me when I walked into that room and having to tell them my story. And, you know, they're just normal people, too. And it's like, how, you know, to me, they're strangers, but yet they're celebrities. But at the same time, they don't know what happened. And so, yeah, it was very, very terrifying to be vulnerable in that moment. So,
well, you have been remarkably brave.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What message do you want people to take from your story?
There's always a light somewhere. And no matter what struggles you go through in life, you can always do something that makes you happy. And I know some people, I've talked to a lot of people that struggle with that, but I always try to tell them, you know, if you believe in anything, grasp onto that faith that you have or grasp onto whatever it is that you can and run with it. And I think if you have somebody that you look up to, which Garrett in this sense is somebody that I want to look up to for the rest of my life, and to know that I can inspire those to just keep pushing through, especially after anything, you know, tragic or you just feel low in that moment, just keep trying to find that light and keep trying to pick yourself up and know that it's okay to talk to people too. Talk to somebody. Talk to, you know, if you feel like you need to just vent. You know, for me it was writing lyrics, so that was my escape of venting. But just keep trying, you know. And I think too, because I'm so young, that I know that I have a bigger purpose that's left for me. And I think a lot of it too, given the second chance at life that I have after this accident, kind of like opens your eyes a little, like a lot, not a little, a lot. Like, life is so precious, and so we are so fortunate to have what we have. And if you can appreciate that just a little bit more, I think people will have that sense of hope, like, okay, life isn't that bad. Life is pretty good.
It is Lauren Engel, a contestant this season on American Idol. Thank you again so much for coming in and for sharing your gift with the world and for being willing to be so open and so vulnerable.
Yes, thank you.
I guess we're going to find out next week whether or not you pass Hollywood Week.
Yeah, so the first episode of Hollywood Week airs this Sunday. So you'll know Sunday night what happens next.
Please know how much we are all lifting you up and rooting for you. And let's play that song that you sang during your audition during your successful American Idol audition.
Thank you.
This is Compass on 95.1 K-Frog.